Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast and our new series on Dante's Inferno. And today we're going to look at chapter 3. And we just want to say one thing before we start about some of the intentions of Dante when he's describing the Inferno as the consequences of choices and of actions, and the mistakes, the vices, or the sins. So one level at looking at this would be that these are mistakes in ourselves that we do and consequences for our own lives. But it's also dynamics we can see in other people and their choices and actions, but also as forces in the world, like things that shape us and our environment and the culture and the world. And this is important to have like in the back of your mind, because Dante is writing this in part as his own battle against Florence and a city, a culture that he saw as had gone been very corrupted and been very damaged, and he's trying to describe the roots of these problems. And then in his view, pride and greed are two of the main forces that have corrupted the people and the culture of Florence. And just keeping in mind that this is also over 100 years before the Renaissance. So this is kind of the late 1200s and early 1300s. And the Renaissance is more like in the early 1400s is when it really starts with the Medici family and all the great artists and this kind of enormous flourishing of the city, both kind of commercially, but also then culturally and creatively and intellectually. So this third chapter starts at the gate of Inferno. So there's a stone gate with an inscription on top. So then the pilgrim and Virgil, they walk through the gate, and then they first see a group of souls, and that is the group of those who didn't take a stand during their lives. So they are running after a banner, kind of forever running after a banner, and they're being stung by bees and hornets. And then the pilgrim and Virgil, they arrive at the river Acheron. This is one of the rivers from the Greek underworld as well. And then you have the boatman, Charon. He's a demon, and he is transporting the souls over the river further into Inferno. And then Charon denies Dante entry, because Dante is a living person, and he's not supposed to be in the Inferno. But then Virgil explains that this is a mission. This has been willed from the heavens, that Dante is supposed to, the pilgrim is supposed to take this journey. So then Charon goes silent. And then Virgil and Dante are looking at the boat, and Virgil is explaining how this works. And then you have a huge earthquake, and then you have a wind or kind of vapors up from the ground. You have a reddish flash or kind of lightning. And then the pilgrim just passes out from all this horror that he's seeing around him. So that is sort of this welcoming into the Inferno for the pilgrim. So we're going to read a couple of excerpts. Now, one is the inscription on the gate. This is one of the most iconic parts, kind of 9 verses in the whole work. So it says here in the English, "I am the way into the doleful city. I am the way into eternal grief. I am the way to a forsaken race. Justice it was that moved my great creator. Divine omnipotence created me, and highest wisdom joined with primal love. Before me, nothing but eternal things were made, and I shall last eternally. Abandon every hope, all you who enter." So especially the last sentence is this very famous, iconic quotation from Dante and his definition of sorts of what the Inferno is like. It's not necessarily the pain, but it's the loss of hope. That's the worst part of being in the state of Inferno. And then just to explain a little bit what it says on this inscription. So the Italian, like the middle terse in Italian is Giustizia mosse il mio alto fattore, facemi la divina pudestate, la somma sapienza e il primo amore. So this means that it's kind of the divine justice that made this portal and made the inferno in itself as kind of consequences of mistakes and bad actions. And then he says directly that it's created by the divine omnipotence, highest wisdom and primal love, which is the way of saying the Trinity, and just like it is made by the divine itself. And then comes the point that dinanzi a me non fur cose create se non eterna ed io eterno duro. So before me there were no eternal things, meaning that this is a part of the kind of the spiritual eternal realm and fabric and kind of the deeper being of existence in itself. And then again, lasciate ogni speranza, voi chi entrate. So it's a very strong kind of completely abandon and leave behind all hope. So that's kind of the threshold as we then start and kind of moving into Inferno. And then there's a point here with courage and fear. So Virgil says, now here you must leave all distrust behind. Let all your cowardice die on this spot. We are at a place where earlier I said you could expect to see suffering people of souls who lost the good of intellect. So it's pointing to here that this is about choices and your own use of your free will to choose things and the intellectual part of that choice. And then more for the atmosphere, he says then, hear sighs and cries and shrieks of lamentation echoed throughout the starless air of Inferno. At first, these sounds resounding made me weep. This is kind of the effect it has on the pilgrim here. And then we're going to look at the boatman, Charon, the demon. So he's introduced like this. And suddenly, coming toward us in a boat, a man of years whose ancient hair was white shouted at us, woe to you, perverted souls. Give up all hope of ever seeing heaven. I come to lead you to the other shore, into eternal darkness, ice and fire. And you, the living soul, you over there, get away from all these people who are dead. So this is when he points to the pilgrim and denies him the entry. But then again, Virgil just says to him, it is so willed, there where the power is for what is willed, that's all you need to know. These words brought silence to the woolly cheeks of the ancient steersman. So that's all it takes to just stop Charon. And then Virgil explains, they stand then at the bank there and they look at the boat and how it's the boat gets packed with souls. They are being hit by Charon with the oar, and then they're transported, and before the boat has reached the other bank, the other shore, it's kind of a big group of new souls waiting to be transported over. And then you have the end of this chapter. So Virgil has finished, and then he finished speaking, and the grim terrain shook violently. And the fright it gave me, even now in recollection, makes me sweat. Out of the tear-drenched land, a wind rose, which blasted forth into a reddish light, knocking my senses out of me completely. And I fell as one falls tired into sleep. So that's the last verse line. In Italian, it's kind of even more strong. It says here, la terra lagrimosa diede vento. Like it's kind of the crying, tearful, but it's a strong kind of crying soil, ground, earth, gives a wind or kind of vapors. Che balenò una luce vermiglia, that is flashing or lightning in a reddish light, la qual mi vinse ciascun sentimento. So like which defeated every emotion, every feeling I have. E cadde come l'uom cui sonno piglia. And I fell, kind of collapsed almost, like a person who is taken by sleep. Just passing out. So those are the excerpts, and then just pointing out some important parts at the end here. So we are entering the Inferno as an eternal place. So again, this is a spiritual dimension, which is important to keep in mind. And we start now to learn about mistakes and vices, and we have examples of souls and the related punishment. So this first group of souls, they never took a stand in their earthly life, and now they have to run forever after a banner, since they didn't have a banner in there while they were living. And then the fear of the pilgrim is also important, because this is a part of the journey. If you go on it yourself to understand yourself or other people around you, or to try to understand like your current times, even like Dante did in his Florence, it will be unpleasant discoveries on the journey. So that is a part of being prepared to take a deeper look at things. It will be disturbing, but it's also necessary to understand the world. And this also then loops back to the beginning, that to reach this shining hill, to reach happiness and good life, it's necessary to learn about some of the darker things and some of the problems, and also some of the mistakes and the consequences. So that's all for chapter 3 of the Inferno. And hope some of this was helpful. And next time, we'll see what happens when they reach the other side of the river Acheron. So thanks so much for listening. See you again in another episode. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.